This is William Hill's In Play Radio. Email us, inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk. Contact us on Twitter at Will Hill In Play. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
Well, as well as the Grand National on Saturday, we've got the 161st race between Oxford and Cambridge in the boat race, including an historic day as well, because the women get in the water too. I'd like to say that Joe Crilly from William Hill's press office is with us to have a chat about the boat race. Momentous day, Joe, with the women getting in the water.
Yeah, it's great. And it gives us punters an extra chance to have a bet, because it's the first time that we've bet on the race as well.
I'm reading that it's 4-9 that Oxford do the double, the men and women, such is their dominance at the moment. Are the women equally as dominant as the men then? I mean, I think they're 1-6, aren't they, compared to the 1-4 for the guys?
Yeah, despite the fact that they had to get the lifeguards out in midweek, I think the choppy water on the Thames almost sunk their boat while they were out having a practice, but that's not put punters off backing them. In fact, when we opened the markets, I think we were about 4-6 on the men, 4-7 on the women winning the race. They've now been punted in for 1-4 for the men, which is the record lowest price in the history of betting on the boat race.
Wow.
And the women, 1-6, so an even shorter price for them.
Wow. I've been reading up on this. I mean, Oxford have been pretty dominant in recent years, and this, you say, is the shortest ever price. Constantine Leloudis is the man, and I think he's going in his final effort. He's won the race, led Oxford to the race four times in 5 years. I was reading about Cambridge. Their build-up's been pretty good, hasn't it? It's not like it's going to be... It doesn't seem to me like it's a 1-4 shot in terms of the winner, even if Oxford win. I mean, they've beaten a Dutch national eight, and, you know, experts say that they're pretty capable of beating a lot of national sides, Cambridge. This Oxford team must be something special, though, to be 1-4.
Yeah, well, you'll find that both boats are made up of seasoned internationals, Olympians, and it's just a case of who's making the boat go faster. And by all accounts, Oxford are making the boat go faster, but that's not to say that the Cambridge crew aren't a very capable crew indeed. But I think the prices are, if not right, maybe a little bit too short on Oxford in both races, but I think that they'll win. I don't think that in the men's race, I don't think it's going to be bigger than 3 lengths. We do have the betting on the winning margin. I don't think it's going to be greater than 3 lengths, so you can perhaps find a bit of value maybe for 2-3 lengths. In that particular market, I think it's around about 3-1 off the top of my head. So that would probably be my. But I'm definitely going to be doing the double today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you actually about the lengths, because I think 8-11 for over 3 lengths, the winning distance, 11-4 for between 2-3 lengths, and 3-1 for under 2 lengths, so a very close one. So 11-4 for your shout there, Joe, which is exactly what I was going to ask you about, actually. So I'm pretty pleased you've gone along with that, because I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah, and I would go for the I would definitely go for the greater than 3 lengths in the ladies' race. Having watched a fair amount of women's rowing over the years, you generally tend to find if one crew is very much fancied over the other, it is for a reason, and they will go out and absolutely destroy the opposition. The men's race, I think, will be a little bit closer. As I've said, they're both crews full of seasoned internationals, and I think that one's going to be close, but I still think Oxford are going to get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, that price I quoted was just for whoever wins, basically, but you can actually go for an Oxford win between 2-3 lengths, and that's inclusive. That's 4-1, so a bit more value if you want to double the two up effectively with the Oxford win. There's some great specials as well. The either boat to sink during the race, which we obviously hope won't happen, 16-1. Either boat to be disqualified is 20s. The record time to be broken as well is 7-1. So there's a few little special bets around there. But at 5:50, it all begins, Joe. The Grand National will be done and dusted. And hopefully, punters have a bit of money in the pocket, and they can have a little flutter on the boat race.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers, Joe. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Lee.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.